And good afternoon. Happy New Year.
And the same to you.
Thank you. And may the blessing of God upon you and your family and everything you want to do in this year. So you're all in my prayers. So as we begin 2026 together, I want us to think about the journey ahead. Every new year feels like standing at the beginning of a long road. Is it right? Long road? I feel getting shorter. We don't know what's coming. We can't see around the corners. Some of us feel excited. Maybe others feel worried. But today, I want to tell you God has promise for us. In Jeremiah 31:9, God makes a beautiful promise to his people. I will lead them beside the streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father. Think about what this means. God doesn't say the path will be short. He doesn't promise it will be easy, but he promises something better. He will lead us, he will be with us. And the path he chooses is the best path for us. So notice, what God provides on this journey. He gives us water. When we are thirsty and tired, he refreshes us. And he makes the path level. This doesn't mean there are no hills or valleys. It means God prepares the way so we won't stumble and fall. And most importantly, he walks with us as our Father. We are not alone. As we start this new year, some of you are facing difficult situations. So our church already wrote a couple of days ago. But I believe God sent them to take the old hard rubbish, the broken speakers. So they took them, so it's a bit easier for our working week anyway. But maybe you're worried about your health, your job, or your family, and or your future. You wonder, is God really leading me? Why does my path feel so hard? So remember this, God is our Father. A good father doesn't always give the easiest path, but he always gives the best path. He sees what we cannot see. He knows what we need to learn and how we need to grow. But here is the question. So how do we know what God is like? How can we trust he really cares about us? This is where our passage from John's Gospel becomes so important. John tells us something amazing in chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. He says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God." Someone saw God in your eyes? No? "But the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Do you see what this means? No human beings has ever seen God with their eyes. I minister, but I haven't seen God in my eyes. But I believe God is working with me. I feel it. And there's something happened. I was so difficult, but a couple of years later, I understand. At that time, God carried me. God is too great. God is too glorious, too overwhelming. But God didn't want to stay hidden. He wanted us to know Him, so He sent Jesus. Jesus is God Himself who came to earth so we could see what God is like. When we look at Jesus, we see God's heart. When we listen to Jesus, we hear God's voice. When we watch how Jesus lived, how Jesus did, we understand God's character. But here's something we must remember, especially when life gets hard. Jesus came to His own world, and the world did not recognize Him. He came to His own people, and they did not welcome Him. Jesus, who is God Himself, was rejected. He was misunderstood. He faced opposition. He knew loneliness and pain. He was crucified. Why do I mention this? Because when we face difficulties this year, when people don't understand us, when we feel rejected or alone, we need to remember Jesus. If the Son of God was not welcomed in this world, we shouldn't be surprised when we face struggles too. Jesus went through all of this to show us God's grace and truth. He experienced rejection so that we would never be rejected by God. He walked the hard path so that He could lead us on the right path. So what does this mean for us in 2026? It means we follow Jesus by living out the same grace and truth that He showed us. Grace means we treat others with the kindness they don't deserve. Just as God has shown us kindness we don't deserve. It means we forgive when we are hurt. It means we help when it's inconvenient. It means we love even when it's difficult. And truth means we live with honesty and integrity. It means we speak what is right even when it's unpopular. It means we don't pretend to be perfect, but we are honest about our struggles and our need for God. This year, let's not just know about grace and truth. Let's show grace and truth through our lives. When your neighbor is difficult, show them grace. When your co-worker needs help, offer it with grace. When your family member hurts you, respond with grace. And let the truth of Jesus shape how you live. Be honest in your business. Be faithful in your relationships. Be genuine in your faith. Let people see that Jesus has changed you. So as we begin this new year, I want you to hold on to this. God is leading you on the best path. You may not understand where the path is going. You may face streams you must cross and hills you must climb. But God is your Father, and He walks with you. And through Jesus Christ, you can see exactly what kind of Father He is, full of grace and truth, faithful and loving. So, trust Him, follow Him, and show His grace and truth to everyone you meet in this year 2026. So let's make together 2026 a year where we live out what we believe, where our lives show others what Jesus is like, where grace and truth flow through us to a world that needs both. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for leading us on the best path this new year. Help us trust you even when we cannot see what's ahead. Show us Jesus more clearly each day. Fill us with your grace and truth so others may see you through our lives. Guide our steps, strengthen our faith, and keep us close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.